Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Welcome back to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Purchasing big items for the Super Bowl. Sofas, flat-screen TVs, some people I know purchased a refrigerator, and then returning them after the big game. Who has an issue with this? 585-252-9800. Now, I have been guilty, and I will admit it. I bought an expensive sports coat. I wore it to an event years back, and then I returned it in mint condition. Now, I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but I have done it.
I bought a ladder from Home Depot last year to install a light bulb, and then I returned it.
Big ladder, like 20-foot ladder?
Oh, yeah, like...
How'd you get that home?
It was such an ordeal. Don't even.
Oh, I mean, people are going to hit up Costco for their TV purchases, and then they're going to return them after the Super Bowl.
Which is crazy.
And the question is, are you a jerk for doing this? Are you taking advantage of the return policy? I mean, what I want to know, I do want to know this. If the TVs are all marked down next week after they receive all these returns, will there be discounts on TVs, sofas, refrigerators, whatever?
Right.
I mean, how many people take advantage of the system? Already got texts coming in. Aside from the ladder, you returned anything else?
Oh my gosh. What haven't I returned? Every time I move... If the wall art isn't going to fit into my new space or it doesn't fit the aesthetic, I just bring it back. It's wall art. There's
No, but you purchased it. You know, the whole reason you purchased it was you had the intent of keeping it. You were going to keep it.
I don't really purchase anything with the intent of keeping it, if I'm being completely honest.
So you buy things to use them and then return them when you're done with them. Like it's your own personal closet. Yeah, that's kind of trashy. Tracy's here. Tracy says, the fact that people do this is just trashy in my eyes. I worked in retail for years, and every Super Bowl, it was the people who had no money that would come in, buy the nicest TV, and then bring it back
everybody
after the game for a full refund. Not everybody, but a handful of people, they do it. Stacy says, I was in Costco last month, saw a woman returning her Christmas tree, and her reason for the return is the tree died. Yes, it would. It would die months later. People take advantage of the return policy. They take advantage of the return policy without a doubt.
I agree as well. But I don't know. I mean, like, big box stores like Amazon and Costco and Walmart, I don't really care.
When I was selling all of that expensive skin cream years in California, we would do... road shows, and sometimes we'd be at Costco. And a lot of people would spend $400 on a package. They take it home, and we catch them red-handed returning it because they'd empty out all the cream, and they would replace it with like Tide or detergent or regular $2 moisturizer.
Right.
And it's bizarre how many people actually go out of their way. It's like, can't you just buy it? You know?
I mean, things are tight all over. You know what I mean?
They sure are.
Things are tight all over.
Let me get to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is John in Easter Onicoit.
What's up, John?
What's up, Johnny?
Yeah, there's no problem with this. I got 25 people coming over on Sunday for the game, right? So yesterday I went to Costco. I bought a 75-inch Samsung. And next week, I'm going to return it and get my money back.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You know how many people do this? There's nothing wrong with it.
That's the thing, is how many people actually do it. And it just comes off as grimy a little bit. And listen, I know I've guilty. The biggest item I've purchased, like I mentioned, is a suit jacket. I wore it once and I returned it. But I'm not paying $3,500.
If a store like Costco had an issue, they would change their return policy. I got 25 people coming over. You think I'm going to watch it on the biggest game of the year in a 42-inch TV? Are you kidding me?
Well, why?
Is that what you currently have?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a you problem, John. Why haven't you upgraded since?
I mean,
why? Because I don't always have 25 people coming over. I don't need it the rest of the year.
I guess.
I can't afford it. I can't afford to have it, you know, all year. So I need it one weekend. I'm not the first person who's doing it. So I'm not going to be the last person.
No, John. Sure John, you seem a little touchy this morning. I'm not against you. I'm on your side wholeheartedly.
Okay.
I return things all the time. I actually got in trouble with a specific store in this area for returning things too much. My account was flagged.
What do you, like, how much though? That's the thing. Like, you're buying items that are what, 50, 60 bucks and returning them?
I wasn't buying anything. I was finding them on the streets.
John, I understand flat screen TVs and the prices have gone down over the years. What's the cost of this TV you're purchasing?
It's over $1,000.
And so you're going to watch it for the game, and then you're going to return it back to Costco. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Listen, last year I bought a grill, and I used it all summer, and I returned it, and nobody said anything. I don't see a problem.
Why return it, though?
Yeah.
You used it all summer. Why are you returning it? You obviously got a lot of use out of it.
Because I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford to keep it.
You act like you're making like installment payments on this. Like, what do you mean you couldn't afford to keep it?
Dude, how much is a grill?
It doesn't matter. People should mind their own business. I mean, I buy the high end, and I keep it for the return policy, and then I return it.
Do you buy like a green egg? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Those are nice, actually.
Green
those are priced. Danger has a green egg, our boss.
Yes, he does.
So that's something you just don't see a problem
with.
Give
me one reason why I shouldn't purchase a TV for the Super Bowl and then return it after the game.
I don't know. I guess it just comes down to...
I don't have a reason. I just don't like your attitude. Like, you're coming off...
I'm sorry if you don't like my attitude.
No, you're just coming off very defensive. Like, I'm on your side. I think that a couple people have maybe wronged you in some way when you've told them the story, and you're coming on here guns a-blazing, and I don't appreciate it. I'm telling you. I've done the same thing.
I'm not finding stuff on the street or whatever you're doing.
Oh, my God.
What else have you purchased
What
else have you purchased aside from a TV and returned it?
Well, aside
from the grill. Okay.
I do the TV every year.
You do the TV every year do you host a Super Bowl party every year?
Yeah, I have a big party every year. As far as people know, that's my TV, most of them, you know.
John, why not, if you host this every year, why not over the years have you just, like, committed? Because isn't this so much of a hassle for you?
No, I just keep all the packaging, you know, like, I keep it in the garage, and I pop it back in there, and I throw it in the back of my truck, and I return it.
Do you mount it?
No, there's no way he mounts it. You don't mount it on the wall, do you?
No, I don't mount it. I don't mount it.
Okay. So aside from the TV and the grill, anything else you've purchased and then have had, you know, you went and returned it?
But like a sectional? I bought a sectional and returned it.
So much admin. But
I might do that. I might do that again now that I think about it.
The couch itself?
I got 25 people coming. Yeah, because I got 25 people coming over.
Why don't you just stop hosting a Super Bowl party and go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
I'm just saying, dude. It just comes off as grimy. That's all.
If I'm being honest, I don't have any plans for Sunday. So you want to make it 26?
Come on. come on over. Well, make it 26.
Dude, I mean, I'm just saying, it's not your personal closet for you to go in there. And listen, I get, John, other people are doing it. I get it. It just seems wrong. That's all. I'm dying to hear what other people think. 585-252-9800. Who else is doing this? How many of you are purchasing big items like this, using them up, and then returning them? It doesn't even have to be just because of the Super Bowl this Sunday. Because I know a lot of people are purchasing TVs just for that alone. But are you doing what John's doing? Does anybody else like John have champagne taste hot dog wallets? John, 25 people coming over. Anything else you might be purchasing and then having to return? Any of the napkins, dishware?
I mean, if there's any food I don't use, like I'll buy a bunch of bags of chips and stuff. If any of that, I'll return it to the grocery store.
If it's unopened.
Wow.
Got it.
Johnny boy.
You think Sam Walton, I'm hurting Sam Walton's feelings, or you know, who cares?
That's the founder of Costco, right?
Nope.
That's, I think, yeah.
Isn't Sam Walton the founder of Walmart?
I don't know.
It's the same company. It's the same company. Okay. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Joe Kmart, whoever. I don't care.
Sam's rolling in his grave.
He's not dead. I don't think he's dead. We'll have to dive into that. We don't know.
Died in 92.
Oh, he did. And who is he?
He's the founder of
then
Walmart.
He definitely doesn't care.
Oh, God. All right. Well, there's a different owner than Costco.
Walton, Walmart.
Yeah, different owner. That's not the Costco founder.
You're like,
still
Sam's alive. Hearing well. He was born in 1918.
John, who do you got your money on, Chiefs or Niners?
Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah, like a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm down a roll, yeah.
All right,
because you like Taylor Swift, huh?
Don't even get me started. My wife is watching it for that reason. I don't care about the Grammys or Swifties. I just want to, it's football. I want to drink beer, eat chips, watch the game, just have a normal Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, and return everything afterwards.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll buy an album and then return it.
Financial king. All right, John, thanks for weighing in, man. I do appreciate the call. Good luck on Sunday.
I'll see you there.
Okay,
bye. See you soon. Drop the address.
Drop the address.
Drop the addy.
I got to go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Talk to us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said I would be the person that, guess what, he returns.
Most likely. Yeah, you would. That brand new TV you just got for the living room? Yeah. John used it.
John used it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Or the couch he returned.
This guy does it every year. And listen, I get it. If Costco had a problem with the return policy, they fixed it. They obviously don't. I guess it just comes down to morals. I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't buy a bunch of stuff I can't afford and then return it.
Right.
I get some stuff doesn't work out and you return it or your finances change.
Right.
But to do it constantly.
Right. There's something to be said about that.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate the call. That's the thing. Like, if you bought something, it didn't work out, you know, this isn't what I expected. I got to return it. No problem. I get it. PXY, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, James Hefty here.
James, what's up, man?
Not James Hefty. What's up, guy?
James.
Not much. Thank you. So I just wanted to call and give my input.
Yeah.
Very interesting mentality there. I'm kind of with Breezy. I'm kind of with both of you.
Okay.
If you don't have friends and you have to buy fake things to return them, that's a little odd.
To me, he's just trying to impress people he doesn't really care about.
He literally said, for all their concern, they think that's my TV.
Right.
What do they care?
Right, that's the thing.
I don't care what kind of TV you have, as long as it works.
You got a 42-inch TV? You got a 42-inch TV. What can you do? But the whole I'm going to buy it and return it thing, yeah. A lot of people don't seem like they're for it, you know?
No, very, very interesting, bizarre behavior, but people are... Interesting. So,
yeah, they sure are, James.
Good to give my input, so I appreciate you having me on.
James, we love you.
James, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate that.
James Hefty, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at Costco this weekend. Free samples. Going for the free samples.
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes. that our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
What a Michigan.
This song cannot be more perfect for the weather that's going on right now. The sun is out.
The sun is, there's literal, the rays are like absolutely burning my corneas right now.
It is just Ooh-wee. Beaming through the studio. And it's going to be a high of 53 degrees today.
I love to see it. I really do. And you know what? I know I've been talking about it a lot, but when I find something that I'm really passionate about, I won't shut up about it. And my newest thing, skiing.
You do just have been hitting.
Shredding the gnar.
A lot. You've been hitting the slopes a lot in the last 2 weeks.
Shredding the pow. Just shredding.
I went skiing for the first time 2 weeks ago, and my ski got stuck on the lift. So they had to do an emergency shutoff.
Amateur. But yeah, no, I went on Monday, and then I don't know what happened, but when we went to my parents the first time around, I was looking for my skis. And my parents' house slash garage is kind of in shambles. There's a reno going on. I couldn't find my skis, but I could find my boots. So I was like, oh, this is annoying, but like I can rent. It's no big deal. So I've rented the last two times. And it's not that it's bad. It's just I would prefer my own set of skis, which I feel like anybody would, and my own boots. So, as the story goes, I was looking on Facebook, just browsing.
Sure.
For a nice pair of skis, set of poles, maybe. And I found a set of poles along with a set of skis for $30.
Okay.
Dirt cheap. Okay.
For $30, that's nothing.
Nothing.
And skis typically run what?
Oh, my God.
200?
Brand new?
Yeah.
Anywhere from 500 to 800?
Yikes.
So I'm like, $30, especially just to get me through the season. I have my own boots. Let's just sling it. So I messaged the lady and I'm like, hey, girl, like, where are you located? I'm coming by. She's like, we're in Greece, but I'm not going to be around today. So like my dad's home and you need to tell me before 9 a.m. if you're coming because like we need to coordinate. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll come around 2. So I drive out to Greece, which is already like out of my element. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there.
You in Greece? That
Ooh-wee.
Doesn't.
Yeah. I'm like driving around, like no idea where I am. I thought I was by your parents. I was probably nowhere near your parents. So I'm in this like random neighborhood and I roll up and I have my cash. I went to the ATM, my $30.
Wow. God, don't tell me you're roaming around on J Street.
I have no idea where I was. No clue. I pull into this driveway. There's like 3 cars in the driveway. The garage door is wide open.
Oh, okay.
I see the skis sitting right there.
Don't tell me you helped yourself.
No, I did. I see the skis sitting right there. And I'm like, do I go up and like talk to this woman's dad? Like, do I go ring the doorbell when I can just like go grab the skis and leave? And just like leave the money?
No, don't. I hope you didn't do that.
No, I did. No, I did. I literally...
Let me get this straight.
I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
You found a pair of skis in a garage that, regardless whether they're for sale or not, you didn't go up, you didn't introduce yourself, you didn't knock on the door. You went in, took them, left the cash, and that was it? You ghosted them? What's such bizarre behavior?
No, it's not.
It's so bizarre.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Who does that? Go introduce yourself. Hey, you know, I saw the skis that were for sale. I want to say hello. My name's Breezy. Here's the cash. Are we good to go? Mutual exchange. Came out to their garage and there was some cash left. Where's the skis? What are you thinking?
So I...
I don't know, man. I don't get it.
So I messaged her and I was like, Venmo or cash? Because some people prefer different things. And she never messaged me back. So I got the cash out. And I just put the money underneath this like bucket that they had in the garage. And I took a picture of it. And I was like, money's under the bucket. I didn't see your dad. So I left the money, you know, under the bucket. And I took a picture. I was like, thanks. She goes, she messaged me back last night at 10:30. I was sleeping. She's like, ha, thanks, Breezy. He said you snuck in like a breeze, Winky. He was in the house. Hope they work out for you.
Okay. As long as they know you were in there. As long as you took a photo and sent it.
oh, I didn't originally. And then I was like, I have to go back and, like, what if they don't believe me? What if someone took the money?
Correct.
You know? So I went back, but I also felt so sketchy. Like, I don't know, Facebook Marketplace purchases can be a little sketchy. And I feel like everybody goes into them with a little eerie feeling in their stomach.
Of course they're sketchy.
You know?
I told you how I got ripped off with my sneakers.
Yeah. I've known many of people who've gotten, like, robbed and stuff. So I didn't really want to deal with any of that. You know what I mean? So I thought this would be the better option. And I just...
It's like you were stealing from an old man. You snuck into his garage, took the skis, and booked.
But I left money.
Yeah, well, so you say. I mean...
I had the picture.
Yeah, you had the picture. You could easily take a photo, take the money back, and peace out. Yeah, I took... Here's the picture. Anyone can do that.
I know. I did think about that, too.
Ring the doorbell next time.
I just felt super weird. Like, I wasn't in the mood to interact. And they were right there.
I wasn't in the mood to interact. Are you guys hearing this right now? Am I alone on this? I don't know, man. You got me feeling a certain way. I'm just disgusted right now.
What is it? No skin off your back. You got the money. You didn't have to deal with anybody. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you know, have some, you know, it's just the courtesy. You're making a sale. Go say hello.
That's you know all. How comfortable her dad probably was on his couch? And I did him a favor by not having to get up and do awkward small talk with some random woman on Facebook.
Elderly guy?
I don't know. I never saw the guy.
I'm just thinking about this older guy. He fell laying on the living room floor. No life alert. And then you sneak in, steal his skis.
I didn't steal them. I left the money.
Are you happy with the skis?
I don't know. I haven't gone to the mountain yet. I'm gonna go tomorrow and rip it up.
How much were they?
$30. I already told you that.
$30
for skis and poles.
Yeah, okay, you did say that. That's nothing.
It's a steal. No, it's literally a steal.
Yeah.
So I'm going tomorrow to the mountain to try them out.
Yeah.
Watch them be defective and I like fall and break my neck. But that's a chance I'm willing to take.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, right?
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. Missed connections on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Now, finding everlasting love, difficult.
So important, though.
Yeah, that's why I scour the internet looking for people who just need that second chance at that first impression. And yesterday, I came across a golden nugget that I so desperately wanted to share with all of you.
Because I was going to say, to date or to get on the show?
No, this is because you guys are my friends. I wanted to share this with you. It blows my mind how many people still post to Craigslist.
And when I think about it, it's like still a thing.
It kind of blows my mind how constantly I'm on it. And this
idiot
dude named Douglas is desperate to find his true love after he let her slip away at the Trader Joe's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And I love a good Trader Joe's run.
I absolutely do, too. I really do. Might go today. The sun's shining.
I know.
It's going to be 53 today. Might go get some Brussels sprouts, some peppers, cheese.
Fried rice.
Eggs. Douglas writes, I was the blue-eyed, husky guy who asked you if Trader Joe's was still selling collard greens on Sundays. This is actually on Craigslist Rochester, okay? You shrugged and said, I don't know, I don't work here. You were wearing black leggings and had a white zip-up sweatshirt on. I texted my roommate about the adorable girl at TJ's. He has a roommate.
Oh my gosh.
After that, we barely bumped carts and I apologized to you. I've been thinking about you nonstop.
Why is he asking a random patron if they sell collard greens?
That's great. That's probably his way of breaking the ice.
Right. You know?
When I finally decide... Oh, no. He goes, I've been thinking about you nonstop and would love to see you again. When I finally decided on the kale, I clumsily...
Is that even a word?
I'm just reading what's here.
Okay.
Knocked another bag down with it. ... Oops. You had it picked up and put back in half the blink of an eye. So smooth. So grateful. Graceful. What's your name? If I had to guess, you came off like a Jalissa or a Megan. Anyway, to my never-ending remorse, I ran away. Just me, my regret, and my organic Tuscan kale.
What's happening?
Why would I have done that when you were standing right there? I understand I'm a husky guy. If you see this and you're into bigger guys who still like to eat healthy, who enjoy their greens and cats, please look for me because I'll be back every week until I make you mine. Sincerely, oh my God. Douglas.
Douglas, sweetie.
Okay. First of all, Douglas, I want to go ahead and just put this out there in case you are listening. One, I don't think in the history of misconnections on Craigslist, somebody was connected with their true love.
Right.
Second, as romantic as you think it might be to say, I'll be back every week until I make you mine, is the words of a serial killer.
No, yeah, that's super creepy.
No, it's like right up there with, I don't know.
Dahmer, question mark?
Oh, tell me about it. Just be normal. Go on a dating app on your phone. Creep them out that way instead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to do it anymore.
And like, what is the chances that he's going to run into her again? It's not like she works there.
She doesn't work there. The chances are very slim. Very slim. So I used to try and pick up girls at Trader Joe's all the time in LA. Oh, it never worked. Well, one time it did. I walked up to a girl. I was like, which one of these bottles of wine would you prefer to be drinking with me this evening? She goes like, how much is that?
She's like, what?
I tried so hard to be smooth.
What else
but
did you say to the girl? And you were like, what toothbrush
color? Oh, Wegmans. Oh, that was a long time ago. I brought two toothbrushes over to her. And I was like, what color toothbrush would you like to see me brushing my teeth with in the morning?
Oh my God.
She's like, purple? I was like, that's not even an option. It's red or blue. Never mind.
Oh my God, never mind.
But I love misconnections for the purpose that people like Douglas go out of their way.
Yeah.
And you can't fault the guy for trying. You never know what could happen. Rochester's a small city.
It's not that small, though. And like, it's small, but it's not that small. Like, I could go a long time without running into people that I don't want to see. You know what I mean?
No, of course.
Years.
Yeah, of course. And then someone like me comes across it, and then we put it on the air. Now this guy has a way bigger chance of finding this
woman. Giving this man a platform.
I know, right? I absolutely love it. Douglas, if you are listening, get at us. And, you know, you're a husky guy. He loves his greens. He thought this girl was absolutely adorable. They barely bumped carts. Mm-hmm. And he clumsily knocked another bag down with his kale. She picked it up and put it back immediately. And after that, it was love at first sight, for him at least.
This is just so weird to me.
Sure is.
Relax. I just want to take some pictures.
Or eat some kale.
What do you want to do for this guy?
Nothing. Okay. I just wanted to get the enjoyment. I just needed to share it because there's so many misconnections up there on Craigslist for Rochester. You got to read them.
Read them when you read them to us?
I would be down with doing this once a day.
I wouldn't. I'm what? So good. There's no outcome.
I'm all about making people's dreams come true.
I'm not.
Yeah. It's so great.
I'm not.
But words for Douglas. Just go on a dating app, but don't show up to Trader Joe's. Like, you are doing all the right things until you ended it with, I'll be back every week until I make you mine.
Right.
Right.
Super creepy.
Yeah, it sure is.
Not him hiding behind the cheese cooler. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't love this.
Yeah.
I don't love it at all.
He's got a white van outside with Jonas Brothers shuttle service painted on the side of it. Get in!
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Sorry, we'll do Douglas. Another misconnections tomorrow morning at this time.
So bad.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.